This is XN Anderson. Welcome to the Principal Podcast today. Hey, so I read something. I'm going to read it to you right now. It says, marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Obesity is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your hard. Being dead is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your hard. Communication is hard. Not communicating is hard. Choose your hard. Life will never be easy. It will always be hard. But we can choose our hard, so pick wisely. As I was reading this, the thought came to me that the short-term easy way is usually the long-term hard way. Like, think about this. If I go to the gym every day, in the short run, that daily getting up, going to the gym might be considered hard. Although I've heard, and I understand, and I felt this myself when I go regularly, is that just you begin to crave it and love it. But that hard part of like saying, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to exercise, is in the short term maybe hard, but the long term, obesity, some of the diseases that come with it, like cancer or heart disease or diabetes, or some of the things that are correlated with being out of shape, and I'm not saying there's a direct causal link. That's not what I'm saying. Please understand. But I'm saying there is a correlation between being obese and disease rates with some of the major diseases. So maybe the short-term hard way is really the long-term easy way. And the long-term and the short-term easy way is the long-term hard way. So let me tell you what I mean. He says divorce is hard, marriage is hard, divorce is hard. Well, you know, if you have a rocky marriage, it may be difficult to go in there and try to learn the principles in Matthew 5-7 on the Sermon on the Mount about pray for those who you don't feel are treating you right, or go to counseling, or get the help you need, or whatever it is that you need to do to try to work your marriage out, right? But some people say, well, my marriage is on the rocks, so I'm just going to divorce and go away. Well, that can create a lot of other problems. It can create custody issues, children who have major, major long-term trust issues and problems. It's difficult. So sometimes the short-term hard way of trying to work out a marriage is actually the long-term easy way. And the short-term easy way is actually the long-term hard way. So I want you to think about that as you're a parent. And this is something that you could, as a dad, teach your children, or something you could teach those in your family, that, hey, we're going to take the short-term hard way. We're going to accept that life is hard, so that way we're not frustrated. If we go around thinking that life's supposed to be a fairy tale and a big vacation, and we compare ourselves to whoever we want to, we're going to be frustrated because we'll have expectations here and our reality will come in lower. But if we could just expect that life's going to be hard, in that sense, it gets easier. And expect that everything that you plan isn't going to happen exactly the right way, and embrace it as an adventure. Today, I have 20 things I need to do, but if I get the first 5 things done and there's an interruption, or my child needs some attention, or whatever it is that we're going to do, it's okay. And treat it as an adventure and expect that you're going to have those interruptions. Expect that you're going to have some setbacks. Expect that. And then you're not frustrated. That doesn't mean you can't have high goals. It doesn't mean you can't have things you'd like to do. But you just need to bring your expectations into reality. Then your life is, you're not constantly frustrated. Now, choose the short-term hard way over the short-term easy way, because in the long run, things go better. This is XN Anderson. Thanks for listening to the Thought for the Day on the Principal Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Principal Podcast today. Sign up for my newsletter specifically geared towards helping you be an awesome dad, an awesome parent, to be able to better lead, love, and influence your family and children at xane.com/subscribe. That's xane.com/subscribe, spelled xane.com/subscribe. This newsletter is going to give you tips about how to be a great dad, with the links in the show notes. But whatever you do, remember that what you do in your own home will have more influence than anything else you do in the world. Thanks again for listening today.